Hey, where are you going, Jim? The elevator's over here.
Taking the stairs.
But our meeting's up on 8.
Yeah, I know.
But that's 8 floors up. That's like 8 times... 8, I don't... A lot of stairs.
That's the point. I've already lost a few pounds and earned almost $100 in wellness incentives.
Whoa, you're getting rewarded for working out?
Yeah, I know. I'm just as surprised as you are, Bob.
Fearless is full of surprises. That's the power of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Federal Employee Program. Learn more about our healthy benefits and sign up at fepblue.org/chooseblue by December 11th.
You are Locked On Eagles, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia Eagles, part of the Locked On Podcast.
Welcome to the Locked On Eagles podcast. I'm Teron Davenport. We are brought to you by SeatGeek. I apologize for the late start. Had some other things we had to get taken care of this morning, but I feel it's better late than never. So without further ado, we're going to get into a little bit of talk about the move that the Eagles are going to make, and that's the signing of Steven Tulloch. I think it's a really good move for them as far as the depth part of the roster is concerned. They need somebody who could back up Jordan Hicks. We know Jordan Hicks has had a bit of an injury history at Texas and in the NFL. So when healthy, he is definitely a really good fit for them. On the middle linebacker side of things, we talked to him during the OTAs and minicamp, and he just said that he can't wait to be able to get in there and spike the gaps. There were some questions about his size at, 235? As a middle linebacker in this defense that Jim Schwartz has, but I think he'll be fine. And just having a guy like Steven Tulloch back him up is really it's good for them, because now you have a veteran that he could bounce things off of when they're in the locker room, when they're in the film room, in the classroom, so to speak. You know, they could watch film together. And Tulloch is a veteran. He's entering his 12th season in the NFL. And this is a guy that has been there, done that. So that being said, he could give a lot of knowledge to Jordan Hicks when it comes to playing against different teams. I mean, granted, these guys have been in the defense for pretty much this whole, you know, almost a full training camp, so to speak. And then in addition to that, they've watched plenty of film. But you could always benefit from having a veteran watch film with you. Obviously, the linebacker coach, defensive coach, they're in on the film meetings and things like that. But it's really good to have someone that you can watch it with just on the side, you know, just the two of you. So a veteran presence like Steven Tulloch will really help Jordan Hicks. It's going to help the whole linebacking core, because they could, just like Nigel Bradham, you know, having played in the defense before, they could really give these guys a take on, okay, this is how you have to key the running back, or this is how you have to key the guard. He's going to take you to the football in this play when we're in this defense and things like that. Those are different things that they could pick up. Now, obviously, as they continue to watch more film, they'll be able to do this on their own, but it's another set of eyes never hurt. So you look at Steven Tulloch, 107 tackles last year. It's very clear that this guy could find the football. That's one thing that we know he could do just by looking at the high tackle numbers that he's gotten before, and including last year. Now, obviously, he's lost a step. He's not the same as he used to be. He's not someone that I would put in coverage against tight ends or backs out of the backfield. But at the same time, he's depth. He's another guy that could, you know, come in and help out against the run, which is what they're going to need. I mean, it's all about stopping the run. The linebackers, especially, they're going to have to take on the offensive linemen, because you're going to see a lot of these guys up front. They're going to, you know, they're going to be getting in there. So you have to have someone that's going to be able to, you know, clean up, so to speak. So it's going to be interesting watching how this develops. The deal is said to be a one-year deal, $1.7 million, and it has the potential to reach $3 million. So we'll see what those kickbacks could be. Obviously, it's going to be incentives, and I don't know if they're going to be reachable just because of the fact that I think Jordan Hicks is going to have a solid season, and he's going to play most of the snaps. Now, again, you may see Tulloch come in on running situations, and with his size, I mean, he's someone that could definitely help out in that area. I mean, you're talking about a linebacker in the 250 range, you know, a guy that's a spark plug, you know, a fire plug for them against the run. So it was a good move. I think Howie Roseman is doing an excellent job of addressing different areas of need, and this is an example of that. I mean, he wasted no time to grab Tolik after Joe Walker suffered the torn ACL. And just to talk about Joe Walker a little bit, it's very unfortunate for him because he was really coming on. This is a guy that, you know, he was a late round draft pick, but he, like Tolik, is always around the football. That's something that really impressed me about him. He just found his way to the football. And, you know, I thought that the Eagles would get a guy like a Tyler Matakevich, who ironically played for the Steelers, and he had a good game against the Eagles last week. But the two, Matakevich and Joe Walker, they're very similar to me, whereas they're not guys that are going to show up on the track, you know, in the weight room, you know, the underwear Olympics that the combine is, but they're just pure football players. That's really what you get out of both of them. I mean, just a pure football player. And Joe Walker clearly is able to be successful in space. I mean, he excelled in the Pac-10, which is full of wide-open offenses. So that's something to take note of. He did a really good job in coverage. Like I said, he was always around the football, had some tackles for loss in the game against the Bucs. He was very impressive. So it's unfortunate that the rookie got hurt, but hey, I mean, injuries are a part of the game, and you know, the torn ACL is a terrible thing to have to work through, but he's going to have to work through it, and hopefully he'll be able to come back strong next year. And the Tolik deal is a one-year deal, so there's still going to be an opportunity for him. So we'll see what happens there. Just I want to take a break real quick and give a shout-out to our sponsor, SeatGeek. And I tell you what, the concert last night, the Drake one, was awesome. Got the tickets through SeatGeek. And download the app, and you could go on there, and you'll get the best price tickets. Each ticket, the seat is rated, so you could see, you know, the rating of where you're going to sit. After you purchase your tickets, you could also rate it yourself. If you're wondering about prices, I mean, you got the season opener coming up less than a month away. I know Eagles tickets are expensive. Go ahead in and set your price so that way they can give you an email every time the ticket gets closer and closer to your price. I mean, no one else is doing that. Obviously, there's other websites who have been out there, but you know, they're not doing those type of things. So make sure you check out SeatGeek, download the app, put in the promo LOEAGLES. LOEAGLES. You'll get a $20 rebate on your first purchase. Can't beat that, folks. So definitely make sure you use that for upcoming Eagles games, because you know the tickets are sold out. You know they're going to be expensive. You have your option to save some money. So definitely make sure you do that. Now, getting back to the Eagles and the defense, like I said, the linebackers, you know, they're going to need to spike their gaps against the run. So that's something we're going to look to see how they'll be able to do that. Michael Kendricks, Nigel Bradham, these are guys that are going to have to step up as well. It's interesting because Kendricks does have the ability to play middle linebacker as well, but obviously he's the guy that you want at your, you know, your outside linebacker position. And these guys are all looking forward to the opportunity to be aggressive. You know, they like to, as a linebacker, you always like to bring that aggressiveness. You like to attack. So this is a defense that will definitely fit these guys. Jordan Hicks is also really good in coverage. So it's going to be interesting seeing how they match him up with tight ends, with backs out of the backfield. And that's a strength of Jordan Hicks. So we know that he had the interception against Dallas. He picked that thing off and took it back to the house. So be sure to watch how the Eagles use their linebackers in coverage against the Colts this upcoming week on Saturday. So that's just something to watch. In addition to that, I want to take a look at another guy that's on the depth chart now. Spotlight is on him a bit because of the Joe Walker injury. He's a local guy, actually, out of Villanova. So definitely keep this guy in mind. That's Don Cherry. And Don Cherry, you know, he's a guy that is 6'2", 240. And like I said, he's out of Villanova. And you talk about being around the football, man. The guy had 331 tackles in his career at Villanova, 46 tackles for loss, 14 sacks, 7 forced fumbles, 2 fumble recoveries, and an interception. So he's definitely a very accomplished linebacker coming out. You're really going to see a lot of him in the last game against the Jets. I mean, they're going to want to give a guy like that an opportunity to earn himself. He's probably going to be playing for a spot on the practice squad, but still, he's a depth option at the middle linebacker position. Has 6 tackles so far in the preseason. So definitely be sure to watch out for Don Cherry. I think this move also is good for the Eagles because, you know, you got a guy in Najee Good who could play middle linebacker if asked to. He had worked a lot at middle linebacker while Jordan Hicks was out during OTAs and minicamp. So also keep an eye on Najee Good. He's a player. You know, he's going to get a lot of special teams. He had the forced fumble against the Bucks that Maragos recovered. So Najee Good gives him some flexibility as well. Deontay Skinner is another guy that you're going to see, but I'm not as high on him. I think that he's going to have a tough time making the roster. So we'll see how that works out. But I want to focus on 2 other guys as well because this show pretty much is going to be devoted to the linebacker position because of the Tulloch move. And the 2 guys I want to focus on, Mike Tavares and Quentin Gates. Now, these are 2 players that undrafted free agents. Tavares came in with a lot of publicity. You know, he was one of the priority guys that they signed right after the draft. And he's a player, man. 6'1", 230 out of Incarnate Word. He's still making that transition, though. So this is a guy that was used to standing up, rushing the passer, coming off the edge. Now he's going to have to drop back in coverage. He's getting more and more used to that. He's very athletic. So he's someone that they're going to use in coverage. And you look at what he brings to the table on special teams as well. That could possibly land him a roster spot. Quentin Gates, on the other hand, this is a Rutgers product, 6 feet, 240. He had the interception against the Bucks, but you look at what he's been able to do in the preseason, 4 tackles, like I said, the interception. He brings depth also. He brings athleticism as well. So these 2 guys, you look at both of them, they're going to be in the mix for a roster spot, and the linebacker position is going to be very crowded. And it's very clear that they're doing exactly what Doug Peterson set out to do, and that's create competition at pretty much every position. I mean, you look at this roster, there's guys that are going to get cut that are pretty good players. One of the 2, Quentin Gates or Tavares, one of the 2 are going to be gone. Who's it going to be? I'm going to have to say I think that Donald Cherry and Quentin Gates are not going to make it. There'll be practice squad options. I think Tavares is going to make it. So looking at the linebackers, I think they're going to carry 6 of them, and you're going to have obviously the starters, Nigel Bradham, Jordan Hicks, Michael Kendricks. But then backing them up, you're going to have Najee Good, Mike Tavares, and Stephen Tulloch once that deal is made official. That's your linebacker group. It's not a bad group. You have versatility in Najee Good and Mike Tavares, guys that could play, you know, Will or Sam linebacker. In Good's case, he could move inside and play inside linebacker, you know, the middle backer spot. Kendricks could do the same. So that's pretty much your roster as far as the linebackers are concerned, carrying 6. It's going to be interesting. Just keep watching. Take a close look at these guys come Saturday and the following week as well, because that's really going to be when you're going to see them make their mark. That's the show, folks. I'm Teron Davenport, your host. Be sure to follow all the Locked On Sports podcasts. We're all throughout the NFL, NBA, give us a shout out. Anytime you have any guests that you would like for me to interview, be sure to let me know on Twitter at @TDavenport_NFL. Again, follow the podcast Locked On Eagles on Audio Boom every day, Monday through Friday. We're here for you. Be sure to follow my work on the Eagles at theeagleswire.usatoday.com. Thanks for tuning in. We are out.
What you doing?
Ran out of space on my phone, so I'm deleting some stuff. Bye, singing dog. Bye, goal.
I pronounce you.
Bye, wedding ceremony.
Stop! At MetroPCS, you get 2 free phones with twice as much memory.
Really?
Don't say bye to your memories. Switch to MetroPCS and get 2 free LG K20 Plus phones with 32 gigs when you switch 2 lines. MetroPCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions.